We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, modest viewers, to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Yorbird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 63 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on Sietset, Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 in Bouer on Medium Network Service or MNS, and Channel 23 in Kumba on Siet Kumba. In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongjiala Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tongtai Cable TV. In Chiayi County, Channel 97 on Kuoxian Cable TV. And in Puzi City, Channel 90 on Taiyang Cable TV. In Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CA TV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Doulu Township on Chialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peikang Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Satanger Cable TV and Channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Sukhbatur, Selink Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dahan Ud Province, Channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. Channel 44 on Tha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, and Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Bayanzurk and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Kiyomori Cable TV. In Otul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Ulderhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company in Sanshen City in Dorongkob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Philipp Tell using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista and Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad della, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabolica, Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria, La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad, 89 Chapinero, Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Ingativa, 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Barrio Nororiental de Bogotá, Zona 1, Channel 41 on Teleluniros and Channel 55 on Litenmar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33. Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27. Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Telereliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on Ataúve, La Estancia. In Paraguay, in Viami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa de El Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Shore, Channel 27 on Shore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiriquay Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa S.A.A. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Finland donates 3 million euros to Pakistan to help reconstruction and stabilization. In environmental news, Brazilian entrepreneurs form an investment group to protect the Amazon. In good governance news, New York City embraces rooftop farming. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 5th, is Constitution Day, or Grundlovs Day, in Denmark, honoring the signing of the country's governing principles in 1849 and again in 1953. Adjacent to the Baltic Sea and North Sea in Northern Europe, Denmark is considered, according to different surveys, among the happiest places on the globe. The Kronborg Castle on the island of Sjælland in the city of Helsingør played a significant role in Northern Europe's history in the 16th to 18th centuries. It has tremendous symbolic value to the Danish people and is a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. In addition, the castle is world famous as the setting of William Shakespeare's play Hamlet. Today is also Father's Day in the nation. May the joyful people of Denmark have a fantastic Grundlovs Day and a spectacular Father's Day.
This day is also United Nations World Environment Day, celebrated annually to raise awareness about our ecosphere and encourage constructive action to save it. This year's theme, Many Species, One Planet, One Future, calls on us to conserve the amazing diversity of our Earth. Activities include tree planting, educational forums, photo contests, and starting low-carbon habits. May each global citizen take the most sure action to protect our environment by adopting the low-emissions vegan lifestyle.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Poland. In May, the Central European nation received an onslaught of relentless rain that resulted in the worst floods in over a decade, claiming at least 18 lives. Tens of thousands of people were also displaced as rivers burst their banks, and 48,000 farms in the basins of the two largest Polish rivers, the Vistula and Oder, were submerged. A as the Polish government and non-governmental organizations struggled to render timely aid to the afflicted, Supreme Master Ching Hai had also donated $10,000, conveying her deep condolences and prayers as she asked that our association members please go help those most in need.
Our association members from Poland and France determined which were the worst-stricken communities and quickly went to conduct relief in two separate teams. Covering their own expenses, one group went to Łódź province in central Poland, while another drove to Silesian province in the south, where some 350 households had been afflicted. Though the roads were in such poor condition that it caused one of the relief team's cars to break down, they continued to the heavily hit Wilimowice town and Betzwina village in Bielsko County, where they found that homes, farms, and crops everywhere were inundated. There they helped 40 families in need, providing them with nutritious plant-based foods as well as cleaning, medical, and hygienic supplies, along with informative SOS leaflets on the vegan solution to our current planetary instability. The relief recipients were touched and expressed their gratitude for Supreme Master Ching Hai's aid.
Our appreciation, all Polish governments, organizations, and individuals, for your meaningful assistance to the flood afflicted in Poland. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her wholehearted care of the vulnerable, as well as our association members for their diligent endeavors. May heaven bless Poland with a smooth recuperation as such weather extremities subside through humanity's transition to kinder, eco-conscious ways.
Recurring volcanic eruptions impact Ecuador. Volcano Tungurahua, or Throat of Fire, in the central part of the nation, which first erupted on Friday, May 28, became more active again on Wednesday, June 2. Concerns for intensified eruptions raised by the National Geophysics Institute caused some 2,500 residents of nearby villages to be evacuated from their homes. Meanwhile, volcanic debris spread over half a mile below the summit as seismic tremors, falling ash, and frequent explosions were noted in the area. The international airport in Guayaquil City was also closed, and flights from Ecuador's capital of Quito to Lima, Peru, were temporarily suspended. We are grateful for the safety measures of the Ecuadorian officials and pray that residents of the region are protected as our gentler regard extended to all beings helps restore the balance of our planet.
Storm wreaks havoc in New South Wales, Australia. On Thursday morning, June 3rd, a waterspout packed with wind, hail, and a tornado pummeled through the state's north coast village of Lennox Head, injuring two people. Among the widespread debris, 12 homes were destroyed and 30 others damaged, with power and telephone lines that were uprooted as floods blocked a section of the Pacific Highway. Inspector Gary Cowan from Richmond Command remarked, "When we look at the damage, it's just a miracle that no one was seriously injured or killed." Despite cleanup operations being hampered by continued severe weather, utility crews attempted to restore power to 2,000 homes, while officials announced that an evacuation center had been set up where the Community Services Department would assist the displaced. Our thankfulness, Australian officials and personnel working to provide relief to the storm-stricken, wishing the New South Wales residents a smooth resuming of their productive day-to-day lives as we strive for kinder treatment of the ecosphere to ease such disturbing weather extremes as these.
Earthquakes jolt Chile, Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, and China. On Tuesday, June 1st, the Chilean region of Biobío was hit by a 5.7 magnitude tremor 11 kilometers northeast of Arauco, striking panic among local residents in the country still recovering from a devastating 8.8 magnitude quake in late February. The next morning, an earthquake measuring 5.1 on the Richter scale shook Indonesia's Tular Islands, and North Sumatra was later hit by a 5.4 quake 100 kilometers southeast of Banda Aceh. On Wednesday, the South Pacific island nation of Papua New Guinea was shaken by a strong magnitude 6.2 quake 20 kilometers west of Kandrian in the New Britain region, while on Thursday afternoon, 8 aftershocks occurred in Yushu County of northwestern China's Qinghai province, 3 of which measured over 5.0 on the Richter scale and followed a fatal 7.1 quake that struck on April 14th. There were fortunately no reports of damage or injuries reported in any of these events. We are relieved to know of the quake-stricken people's well-being as we pray that such disruptions quickly become a thing of the past as we strive in unison to foster more eco-stabilizing ways.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Chinese Premier visits Mongolia and Myanmar, also known as Burma. On the third stop of His Excellency's four-nation Asian tour to South Korea, Japan, Mongolia, and Myanmar, Chinese Prime Minister Wen Jiabao met with his Mongolian counterpart, Sukhbatar Batbold, on Tuesday, June 1st, where the two signed a total of 9 agreements to boost bilateral ties and cooperation. Furthermore, China has agreed to lend $500 million to Mongolia to encourage cultural exchange, expand cooperation and development in energy, natural resources and infrastructure. Mongolian Prime Minister Sukhbatar Batbold said, "I hope this visit will significantly push forward the China-Mongolia good neighborly partnership of mutual trust and enrich our relationship." On Thursday, Premier Wen met with Burmese Prime Minister U Thiansin and Senior General Than Shwe, Chairman of the State Peace and Development Council, and signed 15 major accords to advance the two countries' cooperation in economy, trade, finance, energy, science, and technology. This first visit by a Chinese premier to Myanmar in 16 years also marked the 60th anniversary of diplomatic relations between the two nations. "Our sincere accolades, Your Excellencies of China, Mongolia, and Myanmar, for your mutually cooperative approach to enhancing your country's relations. May such efforts to promote stable development and peace bring abundant benefit to the Chinese, Mongolian, and Burmese people."
Peaceful progress between Kyrgyzstan and Uzbekistan. On Wednesday, June 2nd, the press service of Kyrgyzstan's border guard reported that an agreement has been reached with Uzbekistan regarding a shared border around the area of Sokh, an ethnic Uzbek enclave on Kyrgyz land. The two sides agreed that Uzbek troops would be withdrawn from Sokh and that Kyrgyz officials would no longer be posted at certain shared border crossings. Further discussions are also planned with the goal of a formal accord to achieve lasting harmony in the region. "Kyrgyzstan and Uzbekistan, we respectfully laud your cooperative steps and accord, wishing the warm-hearted people of both your nations continued advancement toward a mutual goal of prevailing peace."
Mars 500 Project preparing astronauts for a real trip in space. Representing a partnership between the European Space Agency, or ESA, and Russian space agency Roscosmos, the Mars 500 project saw 6 astronauts board a ground-based spacecraft in Moscow, Russia, on June 3rd, where they will reside for the next 520 days in conditions intended to simulate a trip to Mars. Crew members include Alexander Smolevsky, Alexei Sitev, and Sukhrab Komolv of Russia, Romain Charles of France, Diego Urbina of Italy, and Wang Yu of China. During their 18 months in the spacecraft, which will conclude in November 2011, the crew will be strictly isolated. They will not have access to fresh air, daylight, or direct contact with the outside world as scientists observe their response to conditions that are intended to replicate the 250-day journey to Mars, as well as 30 days on Mars and a 240-day trip back home. Crew members must also adhere rigorously to a group meal plan or risk exhausting the ship's rations before the end of their mission. Chinese participant Wang Yu said, "When people say this is a simulation, that it isn't a matter of life and death, I tell them it's much more, it's the future of mankind." A big bravo, European Space Agency, Roscosmos, and all crew members of the Mars 500 project. Wishing you all an incredible experience as we look forward to the knowledge and insights that emerge from your exciting journey in virtual space.
Swiss detainees work in open farm instead of prison. The Witzfeld Penitentiary Facility in Switzerland is also home to the nation's largest farm, where for over 100 years detainees have worked during the day on the open land with no bars or walls and then returned to their individual cells each night. Speaking of the arrangement, one of the inmates, Fabrice, stated, "Work is good therapy for me. My mind is focused and I don't think about my problems. I'm dedicated. They've given me responsibilities and I appreciate that. And I also love nature. The farm is sufficiently profitable that the inmates are detained at no cost to taxpayers. Elsewhere, such as the United States, other prison farm systems are also being employed to foster greater self-esteem and satisfaction, which is noted to enable detainees to integrate more successfully back into society when released. What a constructive development. Bravo, Switzerland, United States, and all other countries providing these beneficial systems that offer inmates the dignity of productive daily activities. May all be graced with such redeeming opportunities leading to lives of fulfilling goodness in society.
Save our planet. United Nations and European Commission call for shift toward vegan diet to save the earth.
We are at the stage where the issue of sustainable consumption, which has long been talked about in the corridors and in the back rooms, but never frontally as an important item in public policy, has now come to the fore, is now very much on the tables of governments and the United Nations system.
The United Nations Environment Programme, or UNEP, and the European Commission have jointly launched a major report calling for radical change in the way that economies use resources known to be dwindling at alarming rates in order to minimize environmental impact.
The study titled Assessing Environmental Impacts of Consumption and Production, Priority Products and Materials, identified two leading causes of environmental pressure: fossil fuels and agriculture, with specific attention given to the livestock raising sector.
And so what I see is that actually there is meat has a higher energy use per calorie produced or per kilogram produced than vegetables. So that is something that we've found from our studies.
If we spread our limited resources too thinly and hope that everything is profitable, we will lose. We have to find priorities. And this report is about finding priorities.
Authored by researchers from the UNEP-hosted International Panel for Sustainable Resource Management, the report states agriculture and food consumption are identified as one of the most important drivers of environmental pressures, especially habitat change, climate change, water use, and toxic emissions.
If we seriously want to talk about the questions of biodiversity, of the water quality, nitrates pollution, of the CO2 emissions, if we seriously want to talk about that, we have to ask for the help of farmers also.
The report further explains that with a growing global population and developing economies, the impacts of climate change and environmental degradation will be even more dangerous unless patterns of production and consumption, especially starting at home, become more sustainable.
As Minister for Water and Irrigation in Tanzania, I noted that the report highlights the agriculture as one of the key production activities in need of improvement. This report states that global household consumption of agricultural goods has an average water footprint of over 1 million liters of water per person per year.
Particularly highlighted is the fact that an unsustainably large proportion of the world's crops are currently fed to livestock, resulting in such damaging effects as excessively high water consumption and toxic use of pesticides and fertilizers, with the report saying that a global drop in meat consumption is vital to avoid devastating consequences. The authors state, a substantial reduction of impacts would only be possible with a substantial worldwide diet change away from animal products.
About the consumption of meat, the answer would pretty much go into the same direction. I certainly believe that we would need some tax reform. The concrete question of the taxing meat consumption, my answer would be, of course, we have to look with thorough impact assessments. I want scientific facts, I want analysis to be done, but in principle I think that's the direction in which we should go. But certainly the thoughts of limiting the meat consumption should be taken seriously.
UNEP Executive Director Achim Steiner further highlighted the destructive role of livestock, stating, two broad areas are currently having a disproportionately high impact on people and the planet's life support systems. These are energy in the form of fossil fuels and agriculture, especially the raising of livestock for meat and dairy products. Some tough choices are signaled in this report, but it may prove even more challenging for everyone if the current paths continue into the coming decades.
what is the role of livestock, for instance, in terms of climate change, but also what is the consumption of livestock and the increasing use of meat, for instance, in our diets. Our role is to inform people and to also give them the opportunity to perhaps change their lifestyles by having better information.
The report, which will be presented to world governments, urges policymakers to adopt strict but creative measures to avoid these adverse consequences.
This is a time now for reports such as this to help the analysis and the decision-making of governments and entities everywhere.
Our appreciation, Executive Director Steiner, United Nations Environment Programme, European Commission and International Panel for Sustainable Resource Management Scientists for your leadership in stating the need to prioritize a widespread shift to a diet free of animal products. May wise governments and individuals worldwide quickly heed this call to ensure the survival of lives on Earth.
Supreme Master Qinghai has similarly spoken on many occasions of the immense toll of meat and fish production on the planet, tirelessly urging for a global switch to plant-based fare, as in the following excerpt from an October 2009 video conference in Germany.
But even though our predicament is very grave, we do still have time if we act now. And the solution is still very simple. Well, you know it, right? It's the vegan diet. No animal products. According to the most recent figures from scientists, livestock raising is actually responsible for more than 50% of global warming. The original United Nations report in 2006, Livestock Long Shadow, spoke in bold terms even already about the damage caused by the livestock industry, saying that it is one of the top most significant contributors to the most serious environmental problems at every scale, from local to global. First, depleted land and forest. According to the United Nations, livestock is the main reason for deforestation, which in turn is causing tragic declines in natural biodiversity. Second, wasted resources. For every kilogram of animal protein produced, livestock are fed about 6 kilograms of plant protein. Third, wasted water. Scientists have found that each person eating a meat and dairy-based diet uses around 4,500 gallons of water per day, compared to 300 gallons per day for a vegan diet. Fourth, wasted energy. It takes 8 times as much fossil fuel to produce animal products as to produce plant food. This is the key. If everyone switches to this beneficial lifestyle, our planet will be cooled in no time, scientifically speaking. And my promise.
Save Our Planet. Based on data gathered from 6,300 global monitoring stations, U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration expert climatologist Dr. James Hansen reports that average surface temperatures on Earth for a 12-month period ending in April 2010 are the warmest on record.
Save Our Planet. The world's leading mobile phone supplier, Finland's multinational communications corporation's Nokia, releases a green bicycle-powered cell phone battery charger and 4 low-cost phones that can be shared among friends and family.
Warning news. Upon the request of the public, a survey of chicken meat is conducted with samples collected from supermarkets across Moscow, Russia, revealing that 80% are contaminated with disease-causing salmonella bacteria.
How are you, friends? My name is Jazzy the Gazelle. My diet contains no animal products. Would you like to hear a tip for improving posture? Here is an exercise from American fitness expert Kathy Kaler. Stand with your shoulder blades against a wall and let your lower back maintain its natural curve. As you keep your chest lifted and chin parallel to the floor, breathe in and out 10 times. As with all exercises, please make sure you are in good health before trying it. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the weather around the world.
In humanitarian news, Finland donates 3 million euro to Pakistan for rebuilding and stabilization. The funds will be allocated for the region near Afghanistan. The focus will be on areas such as improved security, enhanced education and healthcare availability, infrastructure repair, and job development. In addition, the rights of women and girls will be supported. Our earnest appreciation, and God bless you, Finland, for your generous assistance. May the kind citizens of Pakistan be graced with everlasting peace and plentitude on a sustainable earth.
In environmental news, a Brazilian entrepreneur promotes sustainable investment in the Amazon. Dr. Pedro Mora Costa, along with a number of other eco-conscious citizens of the nation, have formed a group, Guardium, to encourage earth-friendly development of the region. Plans are to devote $5 billion for this in the next 5 years. Part of their proceeds will be donated to support non-profit endeavors. Bravo, Dr. Pedro Mora Costa and other founding members, on your dedication to saving this irreplaceable, verdant treasure. May the Amazon, the mighty lungs of the earth, continue to exist in beauty on our planet for eons to come. Coming up on Noteworthy News, New York City roofs in the USA are becoming green. Let's take a few moments to appreciate a melodious symphony. Be back soon. Please stay tuned for more soothing news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, celebrating news for a jubilant world. In good governance news, New York City embraces rooftop farming. With the support of the Honorable Mayor Michael Bloomberg and government tax reductions for people installing green roofs, the world-famous city in the state of New York, USA, is becoming more sustainable. The roofs are being used by some to grow organic vegetables such as lettuce, tomatoes, raspberries, figs, beets, and more. The city's Parks and Recreation Department is also looking into suitable plant species for building tops to help keep temperatures cool during the summer, absorb CO2, filter stormwater to prevent floods, and provide habitat to birds, butterflies, and bees. Our heartfelt thankfulness to your Honorable Mayor Bloomberg, New York City, and all residents taking part in this wonderful eco-endeavor. May your charming city continue to grow in earth-loving ways.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Romanian entitled Asking Father.
Ce este un autobuz? L-a întrebat pe tatălui un băiețel. Un autobuz este un vehicul care merge de două ori mai repede când alergi după el decât atunci când ești în el, i-a răspuns tatălui.
And now for our viewers' heartline on Kali's Angels, Sacred World Music to the Feminine Divine, on Enlightening Entertainment.
Wonderful and inspirational siren from Preveza, Greece.
Harmonious Chiron, thank you for your sweet note. The music of Kali's Angels is indeed uplifting. May inner and outer melodies continue to give us glimpses of the heavenly realms. With the grace of the providence to you and the spiritual people of Greece.
Do you have a Heartline today? We very much appreciate your Heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May you be blessed with a light spirit and gentle heart.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Russia sends 2 planes carrying 800 tons of humanitarian aid, including mobile electric power stations, large tents, and food to help Tajik residents affected by recent mudslides and floods.
China announces that orphan children, as well as those whose parents are imprisoned, will now receive a monthly allowance up to the age of 18.
Barbara Bush, daughter of former U.S. President George W. Bush, launches Global Health Corps, a charity organization that highlights contributions of young leaders in providing medical care to those in need.
On his first visit to Turkey in over 5 years, President Masoud Barzani of the Kurdistan region in Iraq pledges cooperation to enhance peaceful relations between their countries.
Visiting Peruvian President Alan Garcia meets with U.S. President Barack Obama in Washington, D.C. to discuss matters of shared concern
concern, such as the global economy, elimination of nuclear weapons, and mitigating global warming.
South African journalist Samantha Rogers wins the 2010 CNN Multi-Choice African Journalist Award for a story that calls for an end to the persecution of the albino population in Tanzania.
Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega signs into law a measure that waives visa requirements for Russian travelers.
The Saudi campaign for the relief of the Palestinian people for Gaza sends nearly 2,000 tons of flour worth $2 million to help the less fortunate in Palestine.
U.S.-based CNN News reports on a growing new volunteerism trend in which primarily women are seeking out volunteer work as a more meaningful way to spend their travel holidays.
U.S. food writer Lorna Yee of Seattle, Washington, USA, blogs about her successful Meatless Week in the Cookbook Chronicles, announcing plans to continue with Meatless Mondays and to encourage more bloggers to join her in her next Meatless Week to help the environment.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.